First, I'm going to say the prayer before Tikkuni HaZohar, so everything will went smooth, and I will tell you whatever God wants me to tell you. Ribbon ha'olamim v'adonai ha'adonim v'arachamim v'asliachot. מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ואבותינו, אדוני שכידה ושתחריה ושכבתנו תורתך ולעבדך עבודת וקודש. תדע לנו חלק מסודות תורתך, ושם מה אנו, מה חיינו, אשר עשית עמנו, חסד גדול כזה. על כן אנחנו מפלים את החנונל לפניך, שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו, ועוונותינו ואלו אבותינו מבדילים בינינו לבניך. כן יהי רצון לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ואבותינו, שתכונן לטובנו ליראתך ולאהבתך. תקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, ותפתח לבנו הערל מסודות תורתך. יהיה למודי זה נחת רוח לפני כסרות כבדך, כי אנחנו יכולים להציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו בכל בחינתנו, ושיתנוצצו נצלות עבדיך הקדושים, אשר על ידם גלית דבריך בעולם. זכותם, זכות עבודם וזכות תורתם ותמודם וקדושתם יעמוד לנו לבן, ניקשב בדברים אלו, אתה מדייר אלינו במה שאנו לומדים, כמו אמר נעים, תמוד ישראל, גל עיניי ובלתי נפלות את תורתך, כי אדוני תהיה לחומה מפי, דעת אולי לא רצון לדברי פיו, והגיעו לפניך צורי וגועלי. And we're scanning the names. Here to open our heart to understand the words of Tikkuni HaZohar. Wonderful. We will continue exactly where we stop. And first I'm going to read the Aramit section of the Zohar. And then we will explain it in different aspect. Ve'ot ken ish noded bimkomo. Da Moshe dechti va'ish Moshe anav me'od. That arach ruche avtarao. So the Zohar continue in verse 12. And like a person who's traveling from his seat, from his place, not a person, a man traveling from his seat, from his place, who is that man? Moses. Dechtiv, like it's written, that Moses, the man, is very humble. And the idea of very humble, that he's always traveling. Because once you have your own place, you no longer travel. If you have your own place, you know, that means ego can come in because you have your own kingdom, your own thing, your own home. And we need to explain that. Of course, this is the Tikkuni HaZohar. So I'm going to go to this explanation. It's called Batok Midvash, sweeter than honey. And let's see... what, because there is different aspect of how we can look at it. I'm just making sure that I'm sharing with you exactly, yeah. So in this Zohar, again, there is different opinion. We're talking about a book that was written 2,000 years ago, and been discovered in 1,200 years ago in Spain by Rabbi Moshe de Leon, and that's why many people believe he wrote it. But it discovered by Rabbi Moshe de Leon in Spain, and you know everything, the Inquisition, the everything take a place. Spain is a major thing, and then the old people from Spain moved to Tzafat, to the northern part of Israel. So the verse in this type of print continue. ויש משה ענב מאוד את הריח רוחה אבטראו, וכן איש תודם כמו מיינד הוא איש צדיק דזל נע ונד מטרה בשכינתה. It say, what does that mean when a man who's righteous is traveling? דעתמר ולא מצא יונה מנוח. It's like the Shekhinah. It's like the female aspect of God that after the temple being destroyed, what is the temple? It's the house of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah, the female aspect of God, can sit only in one place. In Jerusalem, one place, Jerusalem. But what happened when Jerusalem had been destroyed? Destroyed not mean now it's nice, you have pizza place and food, but that's not built. Talk about the temple, been destroyed 2 times. It means that now the Shekhinah can go all over the world. So it's, the Tikkuni HaZohar is comparing it to Noah. When Noah said the pigeon or the dove, and it said that the dove could not find a place to rest. Again, you have to be with good memory and also know the Bible very well so you can compare it to different level. And it's written, like the pigeon or the dove couldn't find a place to rest. Very similar, the Shekhinah cannot find a place to rest because there is no temple. And what happened? the righteous people. All the righteous people also have no home. They never have home. They always have to move. Every 2-3 years, they have to move to another home. Why? Because they connect to Shechina. Because a servant has to be like his master. Who is the master of a righteous person? God. So the servant follows the master. So a person travels for bread, because how do you know where to live? You go after the bread. You go after where there is food. How a person know where to live? How people chose a place where to live? How community was built? How they choose a place to live? Very simple. Wherever there is bread, that's where you live. Right? I mean, makes sense. I mean, that was the way. So God put the bread, it sounds not nice, but it's like crumbs with the birds, and you follow the crumbs, so you follow where there is money, where there is, the money is there, so you have to live there, not being greedy. That's the way life is. So, and for example, if you remember the story in the Bible with Yaakov, if you remember, when Joseph went down to Egypt, God made sure there is hunger in Israel. In those days, it's called Canaan. Doesn't call Israel, it's called Canaan. Canaan comes from the word Knia. Knia means surrender, because the land of Israel is all about surrender. If you don't know how to surrender, if you go to Israel, you will never enjoy it. But if you know how to surrender, you will enjoy it, because the land of Israel is about surrender. I'm not talking about as a visitor, as a tourist. I'm talking about only as a person who want to live there. And your soul only changes after 3 months you're there. So you don't feel the energy only if you be 3 months. 3 months in a day, boom, your soul starts changing. So the ego come in. Once the ego come in, if you don't surrender, you don't enjoy Israel. I'm not going to talk about it right now, but it's important you understand. So, when Yaakov went to Yosef in Egypt, because it was no bread, it was no food, it was hunger. So God arranged it for you. Wherever you find the money, that's where you need to live. So people sometimes ask, where I'm going to live, where I'm going to live? Where is the money? Where is... how you make money? Now, today is very difficult to know, because you can make the money on the internet. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can live in, Zimbabwe, but your business is on the internet, so you can make the living from New Zealand, you know, or from India. Do you understand? The business is different. But some type of business, let's say if you sell a yarmulke or pita, and you are on Pico, you have more chances the kosher people will buy a pita. Yeah. But the Zohar just say, you follow the crumbs, you follow where the money is. So the tzaddikim, who's going to have mercy on those righteous people? It's very difficult, because he finished the business here, nothing worked, he moved to another place. Of achi, the main thing you have to understand, when things not working right, you have to believe, follow your master footstep, which is God. So don't feel bad when things not working. Don't feel bad when you're alone. Don't feel bad things don't work. What about the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah suffer more than any other human being. Say the Tikkuni HaZohar, what is those crumbs? What is those bread? It's Torah. Wherever you find the Torah, wherever you find the spiritual study, you have to go. For that reason, in the Talmud, it says that one time the offering Rabbi Yossi to move to live in another place where they can pay more money. So I'm not leaving my village, because in my village there's more wise people who understand Torah. That's how I'm going to stay. Aigaram lemare Torah daslin mitetarchin. So now we're going to go and explain it again, the simple level, before we go and explain the deep level. Ken ish noded bimkomo. Da Moshe anika ish. Who is this man? Who is this ish? Ish mean man. Who is this man? He say Moses. הכתיב האיש משה ענב מאוד. איך הוא חייב דבר? קורא של משה מתנוצאת בלבש כל דוב אדום את עלמי החמים. Where is Moses? Because you can never, the Torah said that you can never find where he's buried. The gift God give people who are the highest level is that nobody know there exist. Nobody even know where they bury. Nothing. כי רוחו של משה מתנוצאת בלבש כל דוב אדום את עלמי החמים. Where is Moses exist? When people teach Torah, Moses go into their body and teaching to them. Lesayam, to help them, lechaven la'amita shel Torah, and help them that they can teach it right. וכיוון שהצדיקים נתגרשו במקומם ללכת בגלות, and because the righteous people has to be together with the Shekhinah, they have to be with the Shekhinah wherever she go. So the Shekhinah is being kicked out from her husband. Her husband, where is the husband? Zer and Pin, where is God? Above Jerusalem, exactly, but they can't connect. Because the Shekhinah was connecting him to the physical level. So he's exactly above, but it's covered. So now, God said to the Shekhinah, stay with me here in Jerusalem. She said, I'm not leaving my kids alone. I'm going with my children. He said, but you're my wife. He said, I will be my wife when I can bring my kids back to their right path. So for that reason, we say Rachel is the example of the Shekhinah, because Rachel is also being kicked out. And she's buried alone, where everybody else buried in the Machpelah, in Hebron. So she's away, so this is the Shekhinah. So where is the Tzadikim? They have to be there. It's the Shoshvenim. Shoshvenim is the people who carry like the dress of the flower. of the bride. What?
Flower.
Flower kids? The flower kids. What?
Flower?
Flower
girls.
Flower girls. Oh, I'm sorry, it was girls. Here is a man, okay? כיוון שהצדיקים נתגרשו במקום, אני הולכת בגלות עם השכינה, נחשב כאילו משה גם כן נתגרש שבם. So because the righteous people has to be with the Shekhinah, wherever she is, that means Moses has to be with them. Because Moses is the one who teaches righteous people and the wise people how to teach the Torah. וכן, יש לנו מקומות דיינו מעין, יש צדיק, כי זה כמו שבירת השם, נקרא בעלת המתכונית, כי אין משה. Now, what is צדיק? A person who have יראת השם. יראת השם, person who have an awe. There is three levels to connect to God. Is one is fear of God, and awe of God, and love God. The awe of God is righteous person. Love to God is a gift that God give you. You cannot achieve that. You only can receive it as a gift from God. But an awe is the highest level you can achieve spiritually. How is the awe look like? That whatever you do, you feel God sitting next to you. You have to get to that level. Once you get to that level, you are righteous. Whatever you do, even when you do a wrong thing, you have to feel God is next to you. You steal, make sure God is next to you. You insult somebody, make sure God is next to you. Whatever you do. But if you start lying, maybe God is not next to you, that's idol worshiping. That's how you know you're righteous. לכן תזל נע ונד מעט אחרי השכינה, ושכינה דבר בר, זה היה מנות מנוח. לא יודע שלא היה לחוץ במקומה בגלות, אלא שעוד היא הולכת נע ונד, קודם כל השכינה נקראת יונה. So the Shekhinah is basically called Yonah, Dove. We call the Shekhinah Yonah. And there is a lot of time in different part of the Torah, of the Bible, the word pigeon and dove is something we study from. For example, it's written that a man should learn from a dove how to date. You know, when you see a male date a female dove, they bow their head. I don't know if you ever saw it. When they're in the time of meeting, they always lower their head. I'm sure you saw it, right? They always, that's how you know that's the male. They never go like that. They always lower their head like that. And you learn from dove also soulmate, meaning the soulmate for life, by the way. Soulmate for life. You should read about it. It's beautiful. You learn a lot about them. And it's considered a very holy animal, you know? So it's a very special creature more you study about it. And for that reason, in the time of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they used to use the dove as a messenger. Why dove? Why a pigeon or dove? Because when Noah sent the raven outside to check if there is water, if the water is still there, the raven came back when it was water. But when the raven found a place to rest, the raven never came back. But when the dove, I don't know if you remember that, when the dove went out and found a place to rest, the dove took a leaves from an olive tree. It doesn't make sense, actually, the olive tree, because olive tree, those of you who study farming, is short. It's not a long tree. It's short. It's beautiful. But it's short. Israel is full of them. It's about 6'4". That's olive tree. So if the water covered everything, so maybe it was on a mountain. So the dove bite the olive branch and came back to Noah to tell him that there's no more water. So the commentary say, why she had to come back? She had a place to land. She doesn't have to come. She doesn't need Noah. And that's why we say, Yonah Ne'emana, faithful creatures, the most faithful creature. Okay, so just to let you know, most faithful creature. So we call the Shekhinah Yonah. And why we call her pigeon or Yonah? Because also the Shekhinah don't have a place to rest. And we are in the middle of exile for 2,000 years already. It's saying the Talmud in Brachot, the Talmud divided to different places. It's saying the Talmud in Brachot that in the day that the temple was destroyed, all the house of righteous people destroyed. They don't have home. They don't have their own home. And there is tradition among many righteous people when they, even if they buy a house or if they rent the house, they make a hole in one of the wall to remind them as a memory of the temple. All of them are share what the Shekhinah is going through. By the way, this is not yet the explanation of Tikkun HaZohar. This is just the meaning, the simple meaning of Tikkun HaZohar. Because as a servant, we have to be like whatever above happened below. And our job as righteous people is to elevate the Shekhinah to be with her husband. Because where is she? Where, when she's traveling, she's with the klipot, she's with the dark side. And the entire book of King Solomon called Songs is dedicating for that story, actually. So if you read Song with that understanding, you have an all new understanding. And nobody cares, say Tikkun HaZohar, to get the Shekhinah out of the dark side and to get the Shekhinah out of the prison and get her back to her husband. No prisoner can get himself out of prison. He needs help. A prisoner cannot get himself out. So she's in prison now, the Shekhinah. And that's why there is pain and chaos. I mean, people try to make bleeding, how to prevent bloodshed, how to prevent heat. It's a wasting of time. Until you don't get the female aspect of God back to Jerusalem and everything going to be back, it will be okay. You know, there is many Christians who believe that until the Jew will not go back to Israel, you know, it will never be the end of things. It's even written in the Quran, by the way. Quran, Christianity, Judaism. But I think people are afraid. This is a big responsibility. So the Israelite, their job is to bring the Shekhinah back. But it's saying in Tikkun HaZohar, nobody cares. Now let's study something for a second. What Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did? Did he left his house? Yes. Where did he go to? Where did he go to when he left his house? Went to the cave, right? So that's how we become part of what the Shekhinah go through. When people don't study Torah every day, then unfortunately, they don't give a chance for the Shekhinah to go back. And for that reason, the whole universe right now is in Galut. So until the universe will not start, the study will not be spread in the right way to everywhere, we will sit and wait. And you can come with a lot of smart solution, but it's not going to work until we gather people to study. I mean, look at our class, right? We teach Tikkun HaZohar. Usually I'm not expecting anybody, not even a human, to come beside the camera, but some of you are here, which is very nice. But we don't have all over the world study it. We don't have even LA studied. We don't even have Pico Los Angeles 90035 area code study it. We don't have, people want to hear cool, motivation. Okay, let's say, as the people who study Torah, we have enough people who study Torah in our neighborhood. They will not go ahead and study it. Why? That's a problem. We cannot until we don't bring it. And there is nothing, I guess, you can do. Nothing that none of us can do. I mean, besides, Chas v'Shalom, the easiest way that they will have to go to some tough problem, wake up, look for answer, and then find us. That's usually how it works. Chaos brings solution. Good things bring problem. So every time in the Torah you see there is chaos and then there is redemption. So people have to suffer enough, unfortunately. They don't suffer enough. They don't suffer. The punishment they have, that they have good life. The reward for people who suffer is they have two choices after they suffer. Either to go and be humble and finding the light, the creator, or either get angry and find the dark. Because you can get humble from problem, or you can get angry from problem. It's your choice. It's your choice. Okay? Now we're going to go to Tikkun HaZohar from a deeper meaning. All right. Pirush. Explanation. Moshe. Why Moses? Rav Brandon asked here, why the Tikkun HaZohar has to bring Moses? There is a lot of great people in the Torah. Why do you bring Moses? That's what they have. It's deep, you know. Said this is, I don't disrespect the Chazal Shalom, God forbid. This is written by five great Kabbalists. But here, it's more modern, so it's coming from our generation. So people study that and then refine it into more. Okay? What Moses did special that nobody else did? Said to us, Rav Brandwein, כי משה רבנו מבחר הנבראים תיקן פגם אדם הראשון, מה שלא תיקן שום צדיק בעולם. Moses was capable to fix what Adam did wrong. Because what exactly going on in this universe? Why there is chaos? Whatever Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden, take all this physical and spiritual universe to very low level. And our job is to elevate it back. מה שלא תיקן שום צדיק בעולם. בדרך שמלכות המלכות, Usod Eid Moshe. So now we need to understand it from Kabbalah point of view. We know we have 10 Sfirot, or you can call it 5. Usually the Kabbalists call it 5 because the Eran Pin is 6, so together is 10. The Malchut, of course, is the strongest desire. So the strongest desire draws the strong amount of light. Draw, but don't receive. So we have the light that's coming from Keter, the highest light, and the one that draw that light is Malchut, but Malchut never received that light, but it's the engine to draw the most amount of light, right? The one level up, Zer Anpin, draw the light of Chokhmah, never received the light of Chokhmah, because it tried to think about it like I'm pouring water into a glass. The water, the first water that come in, going through the first frame, which is called Keter. But after that, it hit the bottom, that's called Malchut. Malchut is the engine of receiving. So it's desire, the highest amount of light. The vessel above is receiving the biggest amount of light, but wanting the least amount of light. So whatever desire the most, receive the least. And whatever almost no desire, receive the most. Okay? It's not a punishment or reward like a lot of religious people try to teach people. There's no such a thing. It's a very simple thing to understand that how the system works. So, when you take Moses, it says, Dedash HaMalchut HaMalchut Usod Ei De Moshe. The way you write the name Moses is Mem, Shin, and Hei. Three letters. Moses is Mem, Shin, and Hei. The last letter of the name Moshe is A. A. Letter A. The fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And V'hu sod shar hanun anikra nativ lo yado ayit ze Moshe. Ki chokhma ket chokhma bina tiferet malchut yesh b'malchut shekol achad mehem kulam esher hare en chamishim. According to Kuna Zohar, there is five sfirot. Like your five finger. There is 10 finger, but 5 in each hand. Because it's Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Zer Anpin, Malchut. But Zer Anpin is divided to 6, so it's 10. Okay? So that's why 5 finger. There's no mistake that there's 5 and not 3 or 6. Okay? But it's 5. So the idea, each one of them include from 10 Sefirot. So if this is Keter, you have Keter of Keter, Keter of Chokhmah of Keter, and Zer Anpin of Keter. So if each one of them has 10, 10, we have 50. Okay, we have 50. And the letter A of the name Moses represent the 5, because the amount, the value of the letter A, if it's the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, so the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Aleph, value 1. Second letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Bet, value 2. Third letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Gimel, value 3. Fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Dalet, value, it's 4. And the fifth letter is Hey, value 5. Very similar to the Greek, if you study Alpha, Beta, Gamma, right? I mean, that's where they took it from. So, the idea here, that the A of Moshe, that represent 5, represent those 5 category of the first Sefirot. I'm trying to make it short, I'm trying to make it like easier to understand, so I try to do the best to skip whatever is unnecessary for this moment. And together it's 50. Every time you hear the word 50, is basically, it's reaching to freedom. Reaching to freedom. That's why the Jubilee, 49 years, if somebody is a slave by the Bible, then after 49 years, even if he doesn't want to be free, he's forced to be free. Even a land. You're buying a land, the land is no longer belong to you after 49 years. Even if you bought it. It's kind of interesting law. Okay? Because God said, the land is mine. You can buy it for 49 years. Can you imagine if it would be a real estate like that? Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting, right? The land is no longer yours. But who is the land? Government? Who does it belong to? Interesting, right? I mean, if you think about it. I'm sure they will come up with some solution. You know? But just saying. So what happened? וכיוון שמלכות ומלכות חסר לה, אין בה רק מפתת שערים, שמחנת כלים, חסר לה מלכות ומלכות, מחנת אורות, חסר לה כתר דה כתר. Because מלכות, missing the last תיקון. What is the last תיקון that missing? מלכות דה מלכות. Right? I mean, מלכות דה מלכות. Look at this finger, this is מלכות, right? כתר, חוכמה, בינה, זרנפין, מלכות. In מלכות there is 10 ספירות. She has 9 ספירות, but she's missing one. She's missing one. She's missing one, she has only 49. I mean, the whole system has 49. So what is she missing from the point of light? Which light she's missing? If everything is the opposite. Which light she's missing? Keter of Keter. The highest light cannot come down. That's the A of Moshe. So the Tikkun HaZohar continue. V'anyan hu ki Eida Avraham. Also Avraham is a... Avraham, I don't know if you remember the Bible well. When God gave a name to Avraham, his name was Avraham. Avraham like A-V... Avraham. A-V-R-M. And then he add H to the name, or in Hebrew A. But I don't know if you remember. The A that he add to Avraham looks small first. If you look at the Torah, you need to look at the scroll, it looks small. And the A of Moses was regular A. There is 3 sizes of letter in the scroll. Small, regular, large. So he gave Avraham small. Say the Tikkun HaZohar, the A of Avraham memuteket b'midat rachamim. It's a sweet A. שעוזות איזה עירה דה אברהם, שבלי ביטוק זה לא היה שום מציאות, מוכין לזהר אנפין, תחתונים ולא מוכין, עוזות גילוי שמותיו, שמשולי ים ברעולם, כל הזמן, שעד אברהם לא גילתה, כל השמות הקדושים, אי אפשר לבטל את המיטוק של המלכות בבינה. What does that mean that the A is small? It means that it becomes sweet. Because every A represent מלכות. And if it represent מלכות, it represent something that not complete. Something that don't finish. Malchut is never finished, never complete whatever it needs to complete. But we study also the Sefirot about Tzimtzum Bet, if you remember. Malchut went up to Bina. The judgment went up to Bina to bring mercy into the Malchut, because Malchut is judgment, Bina is mercy. Both of them are Hey, right? If you look at the name of God, Yud, A, and then Vav and A, both of them are Hey, but the first A is mercy, second A is judgment. So the judgment A has to go to the mercy A to be sweetened. So that A of Avraham is come from the mercy side, the A that went Bina. So It's not yet clear why he brought Moses. But only in the time of the Messiah, when the Messiah will come, the A of Moses will be revealed, which is the original A. What is the original A? אכן בגמר גילוי כל השמונה הקדושים תבטל בכלל שיתוף ותגלה אי דה משה הגנוזה ורואה שעד לא ידע ויהיו גמר התיקון גמר התיקון the end of the תיקון what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen in the end of the תיקון? What exactly is the end of everything? Meaning how God created the world? God created the world in a way that מלכות and זהר על פינה are equal. No different. Everything is the same. Judgment and mercy the same. But because human could not handle the judgment, had to do some correction. Had to hide the original system, create a merciful system, until people get ready. And in the end of time, the judgment, the way God created the world, was in judgment. When he put it into a bubble, so that system would not disturb people. I cannot explain to you two details, but if you study with the Sfirot, you understand. And then we are living off a system that's waiting for us to be ready for the real system. Because in the end of the Tikkun, it says that there is a man who's traveling from place to place, which is Moses. Remember what I just explained to you? אשר נשמת משה תגלה בשלמותה רק עם ביאת המשיח. Who is this person who's traveling? It's Moses traveling with the Messiah. אחרי הבירור של כל הנשמות שלו שרו מהאדם הראשון. Because all the soul that fell to the dark side, they fell when Adam committed a crime. So when Adam committed a crime, Adam was trying to imagine a human body or a human soul that has all the potential soul that ever going to be created. All of them. When he committed a crime, everything fell to the dark side. So when we study, when we eat, when we do different things, Shabbat, we elevate those souls back to where they belong. That's our job. This is what we do. What Adam did, I don't know if you know, Adam lived 930 years. He was supposed to live 1,000 years because 10 sefirot times 100 is 1,000. Who stole his 70 years? Nobody. He gave it as a gift to King David. King David born dead. He wasn't born alive. He was born dead. He was never supposed to be making it. But Adam saw that one of the soul, one of the greatest soul ever lived, ever, fell to the dark side. He said, I'm donating 70 years to this guy. What happened to King David? King David was in the dark side, his soul, not his body, for all those times since Adam. He could never get out of there. So the day that he was born depressed. Because where is the sadness of a human being come from? From the dark side. When you are sad, you worship the dark side. Why are you sad? You ever ask yourself why you're sad? What is it, brother? You don't get what you want? Okay. Soul made money, losing weight, what else? All of it. Dark side. Only dark side. So, what King David did? Happiness. He was working on one thing, happiness. But he was one of the highest soul. Because Adam was able to save one. Yes. And that's what he saved. And King David married his soulmate. Because he was actually Adam. Who was his soulmate? Bathsheba, the daughter of Seven. The daughter of the Malchut. Seven is the Malchut, right? Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Od, Yesod, Malchut. So it's a secret. It's not just her name, Bathsheba. The daughter of Seven. Wake up, people. What's the name of her children? Of her son? Shlomo. What is the meaning of the word Shlomo? Shalem, perfect. Shalem means perfect, complete. He was a perfect human being. What did Shlomo did? He built the temple. You understand? Everything. So the Shekhinah can sit there. So people don't appreciate Solomon because they think he was a playboy and all this and that. If you read, I mean, he died when he was 52 years old. And the thing that he accomplished is just not normal. And he wrote all his book is only about the Shekhinah. Only. All his books. Everything that he writes, I mean, you should read it. You should master everything King Solomon ever wrote. Master it. Read it, read it, read it. But don't fall into the wrong meaning of it. Because many people read songs and think it's very sexual. It's actually talk about the love between the Shekhinah to God. He was the only one who was able to see it clearly and put it into a book. For that reason, all Kabbalists read it on Friday. Why Friday? Because when is the Shekhinah allowed to meet her husband? Friday. He wrote many books, by the way. It's not the only one. The day that he was kicked out from his kingdom by the demons, by the king of the demon, he wrote a book when he realized that no money, no wisdom can help you. Everything King Solomon wrote, but the gift that God gave him, that everybody will judge him. That's a gift. So if people judge you, you cannot have ego, it's great. So everybody judge him, oh, he's a womanizer, is it? Cannot even grasp King Solomon, we cannot even understand. So King David was basically, it's unbelievable. And the funny is that Ruth, who is the grandmother of King David, was sitting always next to her great-grandson, King Solomon. How do we know that? When she met Boaz, I don't know if you know the story from the Bible, he blessed her, Tiye maskortech shlema, may you'll be completely rewarded. But the word complete is shlema, the same letter as Shlomo. Shlema, Shlomo. So he told her that she will sit next to him all the time. And she did. And that's why, you know, this is Ruth, this is Shlomo, this is the whole system. And for that reason, they said that the Messiah will come from where? King David. Why King David? Now you know why. Because that's the original 70 years that come from Adam. So that's how you correct everything. So you're correcting everything. So when you talk about the Mashiach, so when the Messiah will come, and again, Mashiach is the same numerically value as the word snake. Nachash, Mashiach is the same numerical. Because if people are waiting for somebody to come and save them, that's snake. But if people understand that each and every one of us carry that spark, and we have to do something, because people are too worried what people think of you, what they're going to think of you, all kind of nonsense. like you're born one day, you die another day, in between, that's life. But I think, you think even they remember what you did wrong or what you did right? Nobody care. Nobody care. They look at the Instagram for one picture, the next picture. Nothing affect anybody anymore. We are in such a galut, we're in such an exile, that bad or good doesn't affect anybody. How many TV shows you have now? I don't know, 2,000? 3,000? Right? When I was young, it was maybe one. One. Maybe. One. The entire TV was carry one show. No, 2,000. 2,000, I mean, think about it. So what does that mean? People not get away. It's galut. It's exile. It's an exile. So you say, עוד יש לפרש כן איש נודד במקומו, אנו מישהו איש צדיק, שלך נבמן בקורקוע שכן נאמר בו לא מצא אינו מנוח. אם לא רחמים את הכתוב, פוסדה של מצוות, אם לא בתים רבים לשמה, שבשעה של חם וכנת, כזה לא פתעת צדיקים שחרבו, like we say before, that it's already written that all the house of the righteous have to be destroyed. וסוד הדבר הוא נודד הוא ללחם איה, איה מי שירחם עליו. Who is going to have mercy on the righteous person? אף כך המלכות אין מנהל לה. משום זה די לעבד להיות ארדו. ואין לחם אל התורה. זה גורם לבעלי תורה אשר הולכים ונודדים. And for that reason, there is more teacher who want to teach Torah than student who go after them. Because 2,000 years ago, right, if a person teach Torah, there is shvil, there is thousand. What? Path of people follow. Where we sit? Oh my God! Is it? No. We still not clear about the A, right? Let's get deeper. Pirush, bet matzavim bezachar ve'nekeva. We have two situations in the creation of female and male. אחד מצב אחוריים, one we call it אחוריים, from the back, meaning סוד בית המאורות הגדולים. On Wednesday, God created the sun and the moon. אשר שתיהם זרם ברכות במקומה שווה. Did God create them differently? No, the same. Try to imagine you wake up in the morning, there is two sun. In night, two moon. Everything was equal. Was no different. But we don't talk about the physical. We talk about Zeran Pin is the sun, and Malchut is the moon. Was equal. Zeran Pin Malbishal Kav Yemin of Bina. Zeran Pin was representing the right column of Bina. Malchut Malbishal Kav Smol de Bina, and Malchut was representing the left column of Bina. ואז מבחינת אפי זוטרה, כי הם מוכין את האחוריים אשר אינם מהירים כי החסדים. But both of them don't reveal light. זר אנפין בקטנות. זר אנפין doesn't have גימל ראשונות, doesn't have קטע חוכמה בינה. Why? Because זר אנפין is only חסדים. And if it's only חסדים, only light of mercy, then you don't have the major light. What is the light of mercy? A weak light. It's not strong light. So when it's not a strong light, is missing keter chokma bina. So there is no light there. What happened in Malchut? Chokma shel Malchut miriya bidinim. The light of Malchut is only light of wisdom. It's the strongest light there is, but there is nothing to reveal that. It's like looking at the sun, you get blind. Why? Because too much light, you can't see it. So there is light in Malchut, the strongest, but you can't see it. Zeran Pin almost has no light, so you can't see it. So, ובית הקווים, you mean it's one במחלוקת. So two of that right and left are fighting. Fighting. We explain it, I think you've been in my lecture, but it's מצות, בליבב. When we said the word מצה, like מצה in Pesach, we said מצות. But we don't have וו there. וכתרוג הירח, we already explained it. When the moon went to God and said, how can you create two leaders or two minister in heaven should be one king and one not. And of course God said to the moon, go and make yourself smaller. You know? I'm not going to the details, it's kind of deep. אחר כך על ידי מן שמלאים לתחתונים, המלכות מתפנתת וחוזרת לנקודה. So when people down here study Torah for the right reason and doing different mitzvot and doing different food and all this and that we're doing in the holidays, all that, we elevating man, mein nukvim, female water. What is female water? Which means we're doing good action, and that good action create sparks, and those sparks go up. אנחנו נבדים על די אבא ואימא, פרסרים למוכין דקלדות מרים מבחינת הרחמים, די אבא ואימא, אלאין בזיווג דפנים ופנים. So by us doing different action, here good action, we elevating the מלכות, to go to Abba ve'ima, mean father and mother, to sweep the judgment of Malchut, so it will not explode the whole world. And through that, we're balancing the energy. וזה סוד של בית מני לחמים. One, we explain it also. There is something that called poor man bread, and one called lechem panim, the bread that we use on Shabbat, like the 12 loaf of bread. כי המלכות מקבלת אז את השפע מי"ב פנים, וזה רמבין של חוכמה ובין וגבורה, תפארת ומלכות. So the Malchut is receiving the energy from 12 levels, 12 aspects. Chasadim ve'gvurot, mercy and judgment, Tiferet ve'malchut. Shem sod ha'terpinim ha'chayot, which is also similar to what the animal that been mentioned in the book of Ezekiel, the face of a lion, the face of a bull, the face of an eagle, and the face of a human. If you ever saw the tarot card, card number 20, you can see it in different corner, okay? But most people have no clue what it is, okay? וכל אחד מהם כלולה מגיב לפנים. Each one of those animals has three directions, three faces. דיינו אריה שור נשר. So, you have in every face Aryeh Shor Nesher, lion, bull, eagle. So the human has lion, bull, eagle. When you read faces, you also look at the faces. You see it's a lion, bull, or eagle. So you have four categories. In the four categories, you have three categories each. So you have lion of lion, right? Eagle of lion, this, yep. ודלת פעמים גימל, four times three, is 12. Then Sudyot Bet Chalot Shel Sudat Shabbat. And for that reason, we're using 12 loaves of bread on Shabbat. So we're using 12, now we just understood the 12 loaves of bread, that they are giving the energy to the Malchut. Are we eating? Because what you eating with? You're eating with the mouth. Remember we studied that the face is Koma, is the whole system of Sfirot, and the mouth is the Malchut. So the Malchut receiving from the 12, yes? Good. And that's the reason also we say in Musaf the word Ayeh Mekom Kevodo La'aritzo. When we're standing and we say Kadosh, 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 but we say the word Ayeh. Ayeh means where is he? And we usually stop and meditate to get the soul. Ayeh. So you take the word Ayeh, okay? When you take the word Ayeh, בסוד איים מקום כבודו השם עובר בשאר הכוונות בעניין מוסף של שבת שזכר ונקמה לנו ביום השבת בעת חזרת השעת פוזרת עובדים במקום אבא ואימא. The Ari explained that when we say איה, the ארנפין, the right column of בינה, the left column of בינה, מלכות is ארנפין, to sweet them, to get them along, what do we do with two children of fight? We take them back to their parents. We take them back to their parents, to אבא ואימא, אילאים, to חוכמה ומינה. So we take them up there, let them make peace, because once they include within the father and mother, there's no more fight. בחבת שלהם, I'm not going to go into more details because I look at your face. וכתוב שם בזל, בדק יסוד, איה אות א' עם מזל היוד ג', דדיקנה. דעריך אמין שהוא סוד הדעת של אבא ואמא, נקרא יא, וזהו איה. I'm going to skip that. So the idea here is to let us understand, you know, to let us understand. And I'm after my time, so I'm going to stop here. Even I want to continue. But what can I do? This is me. To understand that the whole aspect of the system we're living in is to sweep the judgment of whatever went wrong with... No, Chazal Shalom, I shouldn't say whatever went wrong. Whatever we cannot handle, as God created the world in a certain way, but we cannot handle that type of creation. So we are waiting for the Malchut to be Malchut, Zeranpin to be Malchut, Zeranpin, and to live with that. But hopefully next time we will explain more of that.